Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony, Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Hey guys, this is Sierra, and welcome to the Down Low. And I'm going to admit to you all today, I am completely freaking confused. Okay? I am looking for all kinds of things. I got four computers in front of me, and I'm still not finding one thing that's supposed to be up. That wasn't even the song I was supposed to play. But you know who's with me right now? Which I'm so glad. Hey, Alana.
Hi, boo. Hi, boo.
Oh, my God. I am so confused right now. I'm like, and it makes it bad. Like I've, and you know. Because we've already talked about this. I'm like, I got it going on. I got all these kind of things, but I'm not finding a goddamn thing right now.
You're doing great.
Okay, as long as you think I'm doing great, I'm going to pretend like that's the way it was supposed to go, okay?
That's right. That's always the way that it's supposed to go.
I'm going to pretend that was the way it was supposed to go, and I'm so sorry. And, you know, at some point, I'm going to figure out the announcements and everything else, but things are a little bit confused in my board right now. But you know what? All that matters is, hey, you made it to the Down Low. I mean, let's give a clap for that one. You made it to the Down Low. I made it to the Down Low. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're coming up on Valentine's Day, and you know, I just have to acknowledge that. And for all of you all listening out there, you know, anytime you want to chime in, the number to call in is 646-595-4038, and just press 1 to talk to us live, and we will chime you right on in. Again, it's 646-595-4038. And if you don't really want to talk on the show live and you just want to put your 2 cents in, we are in the chat room. Well, I want to say we
are
in the chat room, but I can't see the login. But the chat room is there. I'm not going to lie. It's actually there, and I'm going to figure it out as we go along with the show. But for some reason, I'm just having some technical difficulties today.
I love it. I was on my computer about 5 minutes ago. I'm going to the Dollhouse website. I'm going in through Facebook, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, what the hell?
I will figure it out when I'm not under the pressure. So, you know, it is all good.
I know. It's like really crazy. And I really, like, as I'm talking to you, I'm still looking for, like, what I'm supposed to be looking for. I am so Angela, I'm sorry. I'm looking for announcements right now, and I'm not finding them. And I know they're there because I saw them. And yes. I'm having, like, okay, if you all hear that ding in the background, that's my phone
oh,
ringing off because people are laughing at me.
Well, I'm not.
They're totally laughing at me right now. They're like, what the hell? You're supposed to have it all together. Okay, well.
It's Friday the 13th, girl. So that means no matter what, things are going to get a little crazy.
I didn't even notice that. It is Friday the 13th. That's why I'm having problems. It's Friday the 13th.
Yes. Exactly. In fact, we should be watching the station later on, right? Especially when, you know, it's side piece day.
I know, yeah, it's side piece day, y'all. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Oh, you do well, girl.
Girl,
it is side piece day.
When you and I were chatting on the phone prior to the show, like we always do, I didn't realize. I always thought, you know, the day after Valentine's Day is a side piece day. So when I got a text message from one of my old side pieces today, and I haven't heard from him in a while, and he's like, oh, you know, come see me. And I just kind of blew it off. I wasn't, you know, going to do that. And then you told me that I went, this fool. Now I get
that
like,
explains where you were like,
me.
Oh, it's
yes,
side piece
exactly.
day.
And that's why I was like, ooh, I don't like that.
Okay, so I'm about to be real. Oh, look, guess what I just found? I had to go through my ABCs. And L becomes, L comes before O.
Yes, it does. Usually, I mean, you know, it happens.
I literally counted this on my fingers, but I did find one thing. Okay, so the chat room is up. I will tell you this. The chat room is up. I did put it up. I'm not in it just yet. But I see one guest, 7254. We have a guest in there, and I'm trying to get into the guest in the chat room. You might see me listed in there, India, but that is actually me. And if you give me a few minutes, for some reason I'm having a hard time linking my Facebook page is always linked for you all that know. And both me and Alana have Facebook pages.
Yes.
For some reason
and I
today my Facebook page is not linking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm having the problem.
Ah,
yeah,
that
so,
makes sense.
Yeah, and that's why I'm
Damn
not coming
Facebook.
In there, Sierra. So if you just give me a moment, I'll figure it out. But I did get a few things figured out here. You know, on that note, I need to relax, relate, and release. And as I'm relaxed, relating, and release, and I will come back to you all with some calmer things, we have a few announcements that we have to send out, so I'm going to send it out right now. Here we go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks. Airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee, Alana Evans, as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yes, I'm giggling. I'm totally giggling. And you're probably wondering why I'm giggling, right?
I love your giggle. So it's so good.
That was my naughty one. Okay, it was my like. Okay, so. Okay, so I have to tell you all, and we're going to get into our show, but I have to tell you all, I'm so excited because we have a theme song now.
Yes.
We have a very big, yes. And I really wanted to play it for you, but I kind of messed up, and I played another song altogether, but I will play you our new theme song at some point here in the night. We're going to break it up, and we're going to have more than one break than we usually do, because I want to play our newest theme song. It is so freaking hot.
I love that. I
really want to brag about it, but I feel like I might be bragging a little too much, but
you can never brag too much,
I do know the
much,
person
girl.
Is... Really? No. Can you brag too much?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Nah, and if people don't like it, it's because they're jealous. Fuck them.
They might be jealous. Okay, I'm not singing it because I'm just going to let you all know right now I can't sing. I can be like, oh! And I'm not singing right then because, you know, that's just a really good orgasm. So
yes.
I cannot sing, but the person that's singing it, I'm very close to, and I'll give you some more information on that later, but I want you to hear it first, because when I heard it, I was like, yes!
Aww, that's awesome.
I want that. And it was written just for us.
That's so cool.
I know! I'm cool like that, you know, because I'm cool like that. I'm chill like
that. That's right.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
Hey! So, Sierra, what is the number to call in to talk to us tonight?
Okay, well, if you really want to talk to us, because, you know, we're having some problems with the chat room, and I'm even having some problems logging in, but if you really, really, really want to call us and spill just a little bit of tea.
I like to spill some tea, honey.
But I like to spill it, too. But if you really, really, really want to call us, the number is area code 646-595-4038, and just press 1, and I will pick up the phone call.
Ooh.
That's all you got to do. It's so simple.
I like that. Thank you. Because I was keying out the phone number, and I didn't know what it was, so that's how I got you to tell me.
You're using me, damn it.
I did.
Look, I said it so slow because right now I'm looking for my other computer because I only got two of them in front of me and I'm looking for the third one. So
that is multitasking.
I am such a geek. I am such a freaking geek. I swear to God.
It's hot, though. It is so hot.
Well, just to let you all know, I'm doing this with just a T-shirt.
Ooh.
I have no pants on. I am geeking out in a T-shirt.
I love that.
Okay, so I'm in a rare mood tonight, and I'm sorry, guys. I am. I'm in a rare mood tonight, and that, you know, every once in a while this happens. But now I got to get real with you.
Uh-oh, what happened, girl?
Well, you know, tonight is side piece night, and you know how it is, and I got stood up.
I got stood up
because somebody has a cold. So, you know, I had been looking for this. I had been looking forward to this for like 2 weeks, and I just totally got stood up. So.
That's a bullshit excuse, too, especially on a
night. Yeah, I was like, really? You have a cold? Like, you know, I have medicine.
Thank you.
But I got stood up tonight, so I'm kind of like, you know, feeling it.
Aww,
you know how it is.
I'm sorry. Yes.
That's all
and
right.
You're a fine woman.
Because I have cats.
Too. Oh, no, you didn't.
You know what? I have two pussy. Cats. All right.
Damn, it's a pussy party up at your house tonight.
It so is. And not the kind you guys are thinking either. It's a pussy party
exactly.
up in here. I look, and one of them is looking at me right now going, meow.
Aw. That is so cute.
So good. That's no good.
I love how men, they have these go-to excuses. See, when mm-hmm. my, you know, sugar daddy wants to stand me up, it's always something beyond I don't feel good. You know, it's a very colorful excuse or colorful reason.
We can't agree with that I don't feel good and I'm sick.
I know, and it's not fair.
It truly isn't. It truly isn't. Though I'm not going to argue.
And,
you know, I'm not going to lie. And this is why I'm not that upset, because I'm feeling kind of fat anyway. And I didn't want to have to put on some Spanx and take some water pills and all that other kind of stuff, so now I can sit at home. Look,
like
I got a
me.
Present and some flowers and a big, humongous box of wine. I'm happy.
Did you just say a box of wine?
Stay your ass at home.
You are so cute.
So I'm tipping some wine tonight. I know you all will be like, damn, she didn't, because you know last week I wasn't drinking, but today I am. I'm drinking, y'all.
Oh. I make
I got my cabassier. I'm just kidding. I got my Bodo box. And I got my cat. He's rubbing all up under my leg, meowing at me. But, and again, you all don't feel sad for me, but please do call in with your Halloween. Look, I'm laughing.
It can't be.
Call in with your Valentine's stories at 646-595-4038 and just press 1. And I promise we will acknowledge you. And we have a few people in. We're going to get to you all in a few minutes. I see you. I see you waiting. And you're just itching to say something.
That's right.
But my big thing, okay, so I like to call this, okay, so, gosh, I've been dying to say this all day, and I finally get to say this. For us singles out there, tomorrow we're going to call it Single Acknowledgement Day.
Nice.
For those of you who don't want to call it Valentine's Day,
right.
We're going to call it Single Acknowledgement.
That is
even
so
you had to think about
sad.
That, right?
I did. Because what's funny is, you know, I've been in a relationship for such a long time, but we're at that point to where it's not really important, you know. It's just another fucking holiday. And so, yeah, we're going to some crazy party. And I'm like, are you sure we want to do this
you.
On Valentine's Day? Girl, it's going to be
I'm
crazy.
I'm Singles Acknowledgement Day. Let's acknowledge the singles out there. Woo-ha!
That's right. You'll be hanging out with the cats, drinking more wine.
No. That's just me sitting at home. See, the singles are out there having 3 or 4 dates tonight, going
that's
to different
true.
Bars and partying their butts up. See, no, there's a difference. And you all are like, oh, it's so sad and so sorry. Don't get me wrong. I never hang out with my cats. So they're like, finally, mommy's acknowledging us. Because mommy is never home.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm. Don't feel sorry for me, Argentina.
Okay.
Don't feel sorry for me, Argentina. Because right now I got all my favorite pajamas. I got my best wine. I got the heat on, and I'm gonna have a Shonda night. How to Get Away with Murder.
Nice.
I'm ordering food. I'm having a good time, honey. So don't be crying for me right now.
Aww.
It's not like this is the first time I ever got to sit home on Valentine's Day and be like, I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
Wow.
And I really mean it because I really don't want to do anything.
Well, isn't it like 8 degrees where you are?
Well, it's not that bad. See, the problem. Okay, so you know what? Now I want to hit you. You're like, damn, we got violent on me and shit.
I wouldn't want to leave the house if it was that cold. So it would be a situation where I'm like, ah, fuck it. I'm good. I'm okay. It's freezing
okay,
outside.
Okay, well, I'm not in Boston. I just have to let you know I'm not in Boston. And I'm sorry for you Bostonians. I'm not even in New York. It's not even that cold here.
Oh, good.
I will say this. It has been in the 40s and 50s for the last couple of days.
Oh, nice.
Until today.
Anyway.
Until today.
It's a
40s. I actually brought out the fur, honey.
Oh, wow.
I felt like a little bit empire. I bought the fur. I bought a fur and some heels today. So, but that probably only, this only supposed to last for like a day or whatever. And, you know, I've already, and you know me. You know I like to put wood in the fire. So I have a big fire going. I got it going on.
I like
I'm
that.
Happy.
You need a man next to you, damn it.
See, you
ready to
make
hit
me? Coffee with phone, aren't you? I do not need a man. I have cats. I don't need a man, damn it. And for you all don't know, the chat room is open, but somebody doesn't want to be in the chat room, so, you know, we're not going to talk to her right now. But I'm having problems still getting in the chat room. For anybody who's still having problems getting in the chat room, I don't think it's us. I really do think it's Blog Talk Radio, to be honest, because I've never had this problem before.
Okay.
But you know what? We're not all about chat rooms, because you can always call in before. And I know y'all are like, damn, you're still bitching since Wednesday. I'm not bitching. I'm in a really good mood here. I'm going to have another sip of wine on this.
I like that. She's in a good mood.
I'm in a really good mood. I'm in a very good place. And
yeah.
I'm looking at all my teddy bears, and a couple came through today. And, you know,
aww.
I love my Vermont teddy bears. And
oh,
I got
those
a few
are so
today.
Sweet. So
honestly,
even though you got
some
stood
of them,
up, you're so good. You got all the love.
It's okay. I have Vermont teddy bears. I have some from now and some from now and some from before. Because I do love a really
nice.
Good Vermont teddy. I even have one that's named after me. That's how special
I am. Oh,
that's
cute.
And then I have the naked bear. You know, you can zip off his fur and he just gets butt naked. It's really cute.
Are you serious?
I'm dead
adorable.
Serious.
That's
like literally,
creepy.
When I go on there, it's kind of, it's really cute. When I go on Vermont Teddy Bear, I have to fix the ones I don't already have.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when
you
I
know,
go to
they
coach.
They have this bear. It's called the Teddy Love Bear, and
oh, the really big 7-foot one. Yeah, I have
this
it.
This one's a little different, actually. This one is a strange, like, sex toy, and it has
ooh.
A mechanism in the mouth so that the bear,
ooh.
Like,
reenacts. Wait, hold up. Is this Vermont?
Right? No, it's real.
Seriously?
It's real. And it simulates as if it's, like, licking you. So my guess is it's probably more of, like, a vibration or something. But it
holy
comes out of the
crap.
Bear's mouth.
Mom got me that damn bear.
Right, it's called the Teddy Love Bear, and if you look it up online, mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's creepy. I think it's sexy. You know, I must be a total pervert, and that's okay.
Yeah, we've already acknowledged that you're a pervert.
I know, it's good. I'm good.
You're
a
pervert.
Though.
We get it.
Ooh.
It's okay.
Yes, I had a movie come out this week. It's called Mother Exchange, or is it Mother Exchange 3? It's from Mile High Media, Mile High Films.
Mm-hmm.
And I swap, this mother and I, like, we basically swap our kids. Not, like, I know it sounds so horrible.
Oh, my God, you're such a prevert.
they're college age, right? So I work with Tyler mm-hmm. Nixon, and Xander Corvus played my son, right? So my scene is with Tyler. Oh, my gosh. I learned instantly that, you know, I really do like the younger aged guys. They're so cute
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. But the scene, girl, if I was alone on Valentine's Day, I would just watch that movie and be fine.
Okay, well, I'm not going there. Not saying that I won't go there. I'm just not going
yes.
there today.
No, but tomorrow.
But now, tomorrow morning, you never know what I'm going to do.
That's right.
I will say this. Okay, so I had to say this because I didn't really, you know, I usually write an article about our show on my website. For you all that know, you know, I have my website, the Sierra Secret, the down low. And this time I didn't really write about it. Well, I started to, but I never posted it. But I never realized
okay.
until, oh, my gosh, this is so weird. I never realized until today, and I had heard about this, but literally today I watched like 5 different talk shows this morning, and they were like, you know, today is side piece day. So I'm invoking Jeff Foxworthy, even though he's not dead, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
If you got to go on a special date today, you might be a side piece.
Oh!
If your date isn't until the 15th, you might be a side piece.
That's right.
If your date came on February 14th, but it was only brunch, you might be a side piece.
Oh, that's
all I'm saying right now.
Exactly. Oh, can you imagine? You get breakfast. Hi, honey. Here's some flowers. Yummy breakfast. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
I'd rather not see you.
Don't even come over. No, forget that. It better be something expensive that you're dropping off. It better be expensive. It better be a diamond in it. It better be a little blue box, okay? That's all I gotta say.
That's right.
It better be, and you know, and I don't mean one from Savorsky either. It better be that special blue box. The one that says Tiffany with the ribbon. You know, there's a couple of different blue boxes, and trust me, I have them all.
This is true. That's funny.
So,
yeah, no, definitely.
This is so crazy. But I just had to pull that out. Okay, so I hate to say this. We're going to take one really quick. I know we don't usually do this mini breaks, but on this, I want you all to listen to our new theme song because I finally pulled it up. And we have 6 people waiting. I will get to you. I promise. Guys, I will answer your phone call. But on this note, listen to our new theme song, and I'll tell you who it's by after this. But I really, really hope you like it, and it's called The Down Low.
Yeah.
We are back, and I am Sierra, and I'm here with, you know, that just melted me out.
That was awesome.
Alana, did that melt you out?
It did. It was
just
sweet
me
and
out.
Sexy.
It was sweet and sexy, and I'm just like, okay, I can bring it down 1,000.
I love that.
Take my clothes off, you know, just come with me to down low. Okay, so I just have to say this, because I can only hold it in for so long. That was my little sister.
Ah.
And she's probably going, why did you say it like that? Okay, that was my sister. She's also, she does like a whole lot of stuff too. But this is, she did that song just for me. But she has several albums out. So it's like, I was like, can you write one just for me? And by the way, yes, that was my sister. And I say little, but she's really not little. Okay, guys, I mean, she's not. This is my sister. But that's Charlie M. And she's probably right now going, why the hell did you say it like that? I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
I loved it. The song was beautiful.
But I thought it was so hot. I thought it was so hot. I feel like Kim Kardashian. I'm like, that was so hot. Oh my God. And I do mean this in a good way. I'm like, that is so hot. That was, oh my God, that was so hot.
I don't ever want to be compared to Kim Kardashian.
No, I mean in a good way, though. I totally mean in a good way. Yeah, no, and she's probably, like, kicking me in the back of my head right now. But, no, it's hot. It's hot. I thought it was really hot. It was so hot. I'm just sorry. It was hot. Maybe I sound more like Paris. That was so hot.
You know who used to say that all the fucking time was her former friend, Paris Hilton.
I was like, Paris Hilton, that was so hot. Oh, my God,
yes.
That was so hot. And I really mean it. That was so hot.
Well,
anyway, that's what
we think
song. It was hot. It's so hot. It was hot. They're like, shut up already, okay? We get it.
Did you have, like, a whole outfit planned and what you were going to wear and what you were going to go to?
Do you know, in my head, I'm like on a pole dancing and being like, yeah, I'm so hot right now. No, in my head, when I hear that song, I'm like, yeah, I'm so hot right now. And I'm, like, in a bikini. I'm like, yeah, it's just, like, so hot. Because, you know, come on, we are, like, cool like that. Really? Are you any cooler than we are? I'm totally
right?
thinking that.
That is funny. That is too funny.
Oh, my God. All I need is Dash.
Yes. So I actually meant, like, for tonight. When you got stood up, did you have, like, your whole night planned out?
Oh, so tonight, okay, I'm so into the song. This is the problem. I'm stuck on the song.
I know.
No, I didn't, actually. You know what? I only had one thing imagined for tonight. Butt-ass naked.
Oh, please.
And no other plans.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking tea and butt-ass naked. That was it.
Nice.
I had no other plans. I baked a cake.
Oh,
but I wasn't going to eat it. I was
is
thinking butt
shaped?
Ass. Look, I'm an old ass woman. All I'm thinking, at my age, and you know, I'm messing with you guys, but at 40 years old, I ain't got time to be playing around. I just wanted to get butt ass naked.
Right.
Let's just do this.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Damn it. Damn it.
I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to have any kind of conversation. I just wanted to do it. But it's okay.
Just want to do it. Get it in.
I just
wanted
to do
that.
That's all right, because you know what? I have a whole box of toys that'll make up for that.
Yes, that's right. I'm just going to clap my hands for that.
She's like, yes.
And they have to be replaced with a vibrator in an instant.
I don't even need, look, my toys don't even need batteries. It's just my hand movement. Because I like silicone.
Good for
you. I don't need batteries, you know, because.
Lazy.
I have a box. I'm lazy.
I'm so lazy. It's got to be towered because I don't want to have to do all the work.
And the way it look, and I know myself very well, so it only takes about 5 minutes. So
thank you. I mean, I don't take that long.
I know where all my parts are. I've lived with them for 43 years, so I don't have to search for them anymore.
That is awesome. This should make
that is,
a single kit of sex toys that are
terrible.
Specialized on Valentine's Day. You know, a cute little kit you buy for yourself when you're a single woman. Treat yourself, you know. Maybe it's got some little diamonds in it. It's got some lube. Maybe some man-scented spray. So it
look,
smells
I even know
like
what
cologne.
Kind of lube I want. Like, no, I don't want that lube. That's sticky. I want this lube.
Oh, my God. I know. I actually like the slippery ones. I don't like sticky, tacky, because that doesn't mix
like
well.
Sticky.
Yeah. I don't want that flavored shit. Why do men buy that kind of stuff on Valentine's Day? They think they're being romantic, and they buy this flavored lube. It is disgusting.
I don't like it.
It
really is.
It.
Okay, I have to agree with you on this. Oh, my God, I totally have to agree with you on this. Make sure your lube is water-based. We don't like sticky, okay? Because it hurts after a while. So once you want the oily stuff. And then you don't need very much either. Just a It's like dippity do. A dab will do it.
Right? They get it all over your hands. It's smeared all over the sheets.
You don't need to pour it.
No. No, they don't. And, you know, we're not dried up. It just requires a little bit to get started. And
yeah,
then
yeah, we're not dried
like
up. Just, you know, it takes a little bit of lube to set the engine a little bit. But after that, we're good to go. You don't need to keep adding.
Right?
I'm not 80.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's an actual vagina, so it does get wet.
Guys, I know you're like, God, they are being crass tonight, aren't they? Yes,
she's
we're being a little crass tonight.
Just a little bit.
Being a little crass.
Pushing those limits just a little.
Tiny bit. I will say this, though. What is your favorite? I have to ask. I'm saying.
What?
What is your favorite? Like, do you have, like, every Valentine's Day is very different from the one before. And what was your absolute favorite Valentine's Day?
It was
the most interesting
years ago.
You were like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, so when they go to all the effort, the rose petals on the floor, the little tea candles lit all over the room, and then the candy box in the middle of the bed that doesn't actually have chocolate inside, it's got diamond earrings. I like that Valentine's Day.
Hell, I've never had that.
My dude, when he goes out, he goes all out. But like I said, you know, so many years together, how many times can you do that? So now I'm just like, hey, let's play some video games. Make me dinner. Do my nails.
Okay, I hate you right now.
Aww.
Because I'm always the romantic one where I go, okay, because usually I'm like, you know, we haven't been together that long, so I do the whole rose petals on the bed, and let me give you a bubble bath, and and all the other. Well, no, then I expect diamonds. No, the box on the bed came from you. I did everything else.
That works.
I do expect jewelry. A card is never enough for me. You know, taking me out to dinner is not enough. I need jewelry, but I'm that type of girl. I need jewelry. So, but I think what a guy gives you says a lot about how he feels about you. I really think that. And sometimes, even if he doesn't, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive at all. It really doesn't.
Right, exactly.
It can be the fact that he remembers your first kiss or the first time we met each other.
Aww.
Or it can be something extremely small, and you're like, and I have to admit, I'm one of those people who doesn't remember anything. I'm like, I don't even remember the day we met. What day was that? How do you know that?
Damn.
I'm one of those people. So, like, if you remember little things like that, I'm like, oh, my God, do you remember that? I'm going to pretend to cry right now.
Pretend? Damn, that's harsh.
No, I'm not emotional like that. But I know, I'm kind of a guy like that. So, I mean, don't take it as me being like mean and just like, I'm just not emotional like that.
That makes
sense. But I'm sure a lot of other guys are, I mean, we have a few callers online, and I'm curious to hear the things they have done, or how do you, okay, my other question is, and this is just curious, I'm just going to say this real quick, and then I will answer the phone calls because I see you guys, trust me, I really do see you waiting, and some of you have been waiting like 28 minutes. Okay, sorry. But if you have a girlfriend and then a real girlfriend, you know, the girl on the side, I'm going to say they're both the girlfriend. How do you, okay, so one, you give a more meaningful gift, and then one, you give another gift. At least that's what I think you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
I mean, it can't be the same gift to both, right?
Oh, hell no, that's dirty if you do that. Like, I mean, it's smart, because you're just like, oh, give me two of those, you know? But
yeah,
then,
just give me two of those. But it should be something meaningful to both. And it should be something completely different. That's what I think.
I think they should be different, but I think the gift that goes to the main lady is supposed to be better than the side piece. But, you know, some guys don't do that. The side piece gets the better gift. She's the one giving the love and the attention.
I will say this, and what do you think on this one? I've got to ask you this one. Okay, so let's say you're, because you know this is guy-girl thing, too, because you know what? Us girls, we have side pieces, too.
Oh, yes.
So I'm not putting you guys in a spot because we're the same way.
That's right.
But, you know, you have the really expensive gift you give to the side piece, but you give the person, the main person, the gift that really means something, that reminds you of the day they first met kind of thing. Actually, that's just
right.
Wrong, ain't it?
I mean, but it's true, because if you give such a personal gift to the side piece, it may cause trouble. Because a lot of times you want to keep that side piece to the side. You don't want them to fall in love. You don't want them to get overly attached.
Right.
And then you do something
amazing. It's easier to give her like a I won't say diamond, but it's easy to give her a purse where you give some. You give the person that you're with, like, okay, this is a ticket for the first time that we ever went to a football game together.
Oh.
And I had it framed.
Cute.
This
is
the actual
so
ticket for the see, isn't that worth way more than the purse?
Of course, absolutely.
That was $300. It's still worth way more that you did that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You actually thought, you know, there's more thought into that. I like that. You're like, oh my god, I wish you were my boyfriend now. I wish it didn't happen.
Right?
I would never.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Alana. I love you, but I would never remember something like that.
That's okay, because
I have a terrible boyfriend.
Oh, I'll give you good gifts. I'll make up for it.
Okay, because I will never remember anything like that ever.
I love it.
It took me 3 years to remember my boyfriend's birthday, so I mean, I'm not gonna remember that.
Oh, damn! Ouch. You are a dude.
And I had to realize that it was a month and a day after mine.
Oh, you found the combo locked in.
And it still took me 3 years.
Oh, man.
That's right. It's your birthday. Wow.
Oh. That was
and it's like 3 months later. I'm like, oh, wow. I missed your birthday again, didn't I? Wow. Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
See, I'm always the guy in a relationship.
That's why you said
I don't remember anything. Yeah, I need you to actually, like, put a sticky. I need the actual sticky on my computer, on my phone, in front of the bed. Remind me every single day up until that day. And I won't get mad at you either. I'll be like, thank you for reminding me, because you know I was going to forget, right?
That is funny.
I'm terrible. Okay, so I got to say that. Oh, no, we've been talking so much. I love talking. Oh, that's why I do a radio show, right? Because I love talking. Okay, so I'm going to do this, because I know you all have been waiting, and we have several calls just waiting to really just, like, ream me right now. So we're going to start off one particular caller, and the area code is 708. And 708, are you there for us right now?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good
how are you?
Good evening. Fine.
I'm at home.
Is this awesome?
I'm at home. Yes, it is. I'm actually at home this evening. You know, last week I was coming home. I'm actually coming home from Chicago. Last week.
Oh, you were?
Your kind,
oh, okay.
Your
I,
kind
I
of town.
Traveling.
Yeah, I was in my car trying to get my headset to work, but I'm at home tonight. It's too cold to be out. And you
exactly.
And you miss Chicago. And you miss Chicago.
Well, I don't miss Chicago because of the weather. I just miss the food and the drinks. And the subway.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I mean, it's kind of nice. It really is. It, you know, once if you stay downtown, stay in the nice areas anyway.
I was gonna say I stay downtown, so you know what I really miss right now is, and this is where I would be at tonight if I was in Chicago. The Redhead. You could find me at the Redhead right now, singing alongside or okay. I.B. Gibson singing right alongside the piano.
Right. All right.
And he's like, oh, my God, she's going to sing. Damn it.
But Valentine's, well, I actually celebrated, we actually celebrated last Saturday. So
you did last Saturday?
Yeah, because it was a concert that we wanted to go to, and it was last Saturday. So
we did
dinner at Catch 35 downtown, and we went to the concert at the Chicago Theater. We had a nice time. You know,
nice.
And then the next day, we did a little shopping. We went to brunch. After we hooked back up again, we went to brunch, and I went to her favorite jewelry store and bought her a couple of things. No big diamond ring this time. I'm a little out now. I gotta finish tax season before I can get back into big diamond
ring. Yes, we saw what you bought her last time. Someone is spoiled.
But she did get a nice Swarovski watch, and actually and she likes. She wanted to start a Pandora bracelet. So I got her a couple
of
times.
That's the big thing right now, Pandora bracelets.
Yes, it is. And she wanted that. And actually, the gift was actually nice because the amount of money that we spent, or I spent, we got four Waterford crystal glasses.
Ooh,
that's classy.
I know, we said it at the same time, and I say ooh because, you know, I have a couple, and I have to say this. Yeah, you can look down on me on this one. I have a couple of Waterford vases. I call them vases because they cost over $400. So I'm going, when it says Waterford,
right,
it's no longer a vase, it's a vase.
Exactly.
When it's cheap as a vase, when it's Waterford, it goes Waterford, you don't even take the sticker off. You go, it's a vase. I have a chaise now, and then I have a chaise. This is a vase.
Yeah. So, but Valentine's Day, and you know, I don't know.
Do you need another girlfriend? You were expecting that, were you? I'll do the 15th.
Because
that's some good shopping right there.
But you know, I did hear something. I think it was even, it might have been on Today Show or the local news here, WGN, where I guess the newest thing for, and you were talking about singles, is Galentine's Day. Have you heard of that?
No,
where,
what is
know,
that?
Some of the ladies get together and they go out and they, you know, maybe a spa day, and they might go have dinner and drinks. It's called, instead of B, it's a G, so it's Galentine's
Day. Nice. That's cute.
I didn't get a chance to look it up, you know, Google it or anything, but that was something that I remember, and I had never heard it before. But, you know, I mean, it makes sense for, you know, I mean, men wouldn't do something like that. I mean, I stayed at home on Valentine's Day because I wasn't dating anybody, didn't have anybody at all. And, you know, and it can affect, I didn't get depressed. It was just like, okay, fine, no problem. But it can affect some people emotionally. They get depressed, like they do over.
Yeah, I think people do. You shouldn't be depressed because it's one day, and I have to admit with you, I've never called it by a name. And I'm with you on this one, but I've had times where I was alone and I spent the entire day like at the spa or hanging out with my girlfriends and we drink and we eat, and it's expensive.
Right.
But we had a good time, and I don't really care that I'm single because, you know, and we may even go on dates later on that night on top of it. So,
wow.
I don't think you should get that because you're single for Valentine's Day.
But I mean, I guess if somebody just broke up.
Like, my God, you're taking advantage of Valentine's Day. I hear you, girl.
Yes.
But I guess if someone just recently broke up with somebody, I can see where it might be depressing. Oh, you know, the last year at this time, we were in love. I was in love. And blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, when I was in between my former and my current one, that was that one year where I didn't celebrate Valentine's Day. We didn't actually meet till later on that month. We're going on, this is 2015, we're actually going on 4 years now. And but we met after Val. We met after, it was at the end of February and beginning of March. And her birthday is actually a month after Valentine's Day. Her birthday is March 14th. So this is actually the first year we've actually celebrated Valentine's Day, because I was recovering 1 year. I was really sick our first year, celebrating our first year, so I didn't get to celebrate the last. But this, anyway, this is the first year we've really celebrated Valentine's Day on or around Valentine's Day. So I don't know if we might do something tomorrow, just go to dinner. We might not, because it's really hard to get in someplace now if you don't have reservations. You just can't jump up and go out most places on Valentine's Day unless you have a reservation.
Right. So
we really did celebrate last week. Like I said, I did the big dinner, and we had a nice concert. We went to a nice concert, and it was a late night for me these days. And I guess it was late night. I didn't get home till midnight, which is late for me.
You did it right. Haven't really missed it. You just did it kind of early. You know what? I have to admit, and I always like to call you Awesome Barry. You always treat your girl right. So she's somewhere listening right now. Got a big old smile on her face. I know this. So she's happy. She's got a big old smile on her face right now. She's like, yeah, I know it. I know he's playing things for me, and that's all that matters.
So I'll come up with, now the next thing is I got to come up with something next month for her birthday. In between that is my mom's birthday.
Well, damn, you're just planning all the damn time. You know, I hate you. You're always planning for something new. What's the next big thing? I hate you right now.
But he's got to do something for me later on this year, because I have a milestone birthday coming up in July.
You know what? Okay. You're going to have to tell us. You'll be what, 60 what? I heard that.
60. 60.
You'll be 60? Okay, so we expect to hear an update on that one, because you're always playing all kinds
of
things. I hate to say this. We're gonna have to have one other person, but I'm mad at you right now, because, look, I want to be the side piece in that one. Because she's getting it all. She's getting all kinds of things. Honey, you are so sweet. But she's just getting it all. Okay, so I am going to throw eggs in your house when I come to Chicago. I'm just letting you know right now. But I will talk to you soon, because you're making me jealous. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he is so cool. But, no, I'm jealous now. I wasn't jealous before. Now I am jealous.
Aww.
Damn it.
Poor thing.
I am
jealous.
So jealous right now. I'm like, I didn't get to go to a concert. That's it. Okay, seven more minutes left. it was terrible. It was terrible. Okay, we have like 7 minutes left, so we're going to let one other person come in. And we have a caller from 603. Are you there, 603?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I completely blew that.
It's okay. We won't hold it against you.
Yes, but it's Eddie Young calling in as usual. Always at the very last minute. But that's fine. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, what are you planning? What are you planning doing for this Valentine's Day? Or had you already done your Valentine's Day? Did you do your Valentine's Day with your significant other, or with your other?
I was trying to recall to past instances, and I don't think I've actually ever done anything on Valentine's Day with anybody. I don't think. And I'll be continuing that tradition this year. Hooray!
I don't like you right now.
Aw, no, you should like him, because he's going to be alone tomorrow, too.
I don't like you right now. You have to plan
find something. At least I have a teddy bear. I have a teddy bear theme going, and we're all going to have tea. Come on, we have soda.
What?
Me and the teddy bears will have tea tomorrow.
You are crazy. You are crazy. What
hey,
are you
wait
till
I show you the
for
pictures.
For your Valentine's Day. Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you Here pictures.
I right love that. So what are you going to do to celebrate the unholiday?
I will be mostly binge watching a new show on Amazon. That just came out today. But I'm gonna dedicate that tomorrow because I'll obviously have that kind of time. Because I'm gonna get another 2 feet of snow that I have to deal with. So hooray.
You must be in Boston.
I'm an hour north of Boston.
Okay. When you said 2 feet of snow, I'm like, you've got to be up in Boston at this point. Well, darn it,
even if
you did have somewhere to go, you couldn't go anyway because you have, like, 7 feet of snow.
Yes, and driving on the roads is extremely
scary. So you had to be creative anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I try to be very creative. I try using the other hand. I don't know if nothing works exactly as I...
I'm going to say this because we only have, like, 2 minutes left in our show. You actually do have a date. It's with the left hand because your right hand, your right hand's free and your left is in grip, right?
I'm a lefty in this instance, but the weird thing is I used to be a righty and then I just switched.
Nice. You got carpal tunnel in the right hand.
You're awful. Okay, you're awful.
I am awful.
No, thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my God, you are so awful. Thank you so much for calling in, though. You know what? I hate to say this. Oh, my God, we are down to, like, the last 2 minutes of our show in Atlanta.
Yes, girl.
I love you, darling, but we never get to find out where you are, and you have to tell us a whole lot of things.
Okay,
so how can we find you when you're not here talking to me about nothing and sex and being side piece and all that kind of? How can we find
you? That's right. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Alana Evans, XXX. Go to my gamer site, which is Pwned by Girls, PWNED, bygirls.com. And tomorrow night, I will be spending my Valentine's Day with my better half doing the Dr. Susan Block show. So if you guys are home alone, you can tune in, look at my Twitter for links, and be a part of our party. So it should be fun.
I got a small witty there because I thought you were going to say Doctor Who, but then you said Dr. Susan, so it went down.
I know. This weekend is Doctor Who convention here in L.A. All the Whovians
yes.
are at the convention center. So cool.
Well, yesterday I did find a fellow Whovian with a super long scarf. You know, he was a whole Baker fan and everything. When I'm not watching Doctor Who, you guys can totally follow me on Twitter under Sierra Devi, D-E-V-I. I know it's spelled like Debbie, but it's pronounced Devi. So Sierra Devi. Or you can find me on my website, which is sierrasecret.com. And we talk about everything under the sun. And you can find, like, really old pictures of me. And you can also find me on Instagram, posting all kinds of things that's going on in my life. And you can also find me on thebrownbarbie.com or www.brownbarbie.com, where I post just regular things that are going on in my life. And, like, you know, oh, you have to see my heart-shaped cakes that I just posted. So.
Oh.
And when I'm not doing that, I'm talking about what it's like to be the girl on the side. So this is what I do. But you know what? I love it so much. And I can't wait for you all to come back. And it was so much fun. So we are going to sign out right now. And I love you guys.
Love you.